Okay, hello everybody. We're on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. So, Havalei Mea Te'enim, Kamshin Ravin, Mekamshin Dekikin. If he has 100 figs, 50 which are large figs, and 50 which are small figs. So, in Yisaf Min Rav Avaya, if he's going to take the large ones from Meiser, right, this is Tevel. We want to figure out how much do you want to take from Mem Gimel Amud Beis. How much do you want to take for Meiser? You've got 50 big ones, 50 small ones. So you take 9 big ones. And if you're going to take the small figs, let's talk Meiser Vachasas, right? Then take 11. This is an approximation. It's about right. Now we're on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Nosev Asar Asra Min Rav Revayo. Let's suppose he makes a mistake. And he takes, instead of taking 9 large, he took 10 large, right? So he had 100 figs to begin with, 50 big, 50 small. And instead of taking the 9 large, which is what we recommended, he took 10 large, right? So now remember, when you have in mind to take Meiser on this amount, that this is Meiser on this pile, that means that whatever's in my Meiser pile, I don't have in mind to take anything Meiser from it. Therefore, if I have excess Meiser, that's to remain Tevel. Right? Even though there's enough here to be Mesaken everything, without, in other words, if I would have taken only 9, I have 10 here. If I would have taken only 9, it would have been adequate for the whole pile, including the extra one that I have in this pile. But because I have it in the Meiser pile, it's not going to have Meiser taken on it because I never had a mind to take Meiser from it. That's a problem. So the Gemara is going to deal with this. Right? Nasiv Asim and Rav Avaya, if he takes 10 large ones, is Tamar Chorochun. So now there's going to be one Chun fig among the Meiserishan figs because he only had to take 9. The Choshleimer, let's be concerned. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to go ahead and give all 10 of these figs to the Levi. Then the Levi is going to take off one out of the 10 figs for Trumas Meiser. And guess which fig he's going to pick out?
The wrong one.
The Chulin one. And that is going to be a big problem because it's not Meiser. It's not going to work at all. So he'll end up eating Chulin, Tevel, Meiser, which is Tevel for Trumas Meiser, right? No one will be able to say anything. Right? You can't take some chulin or meiser to give Trumas Meiser. So that's the problem the Gemara lays out. It's a simple problem.
We're not going with what we said yesterday.
This is all tonight Bezdin.
This is.
We're gonna discuss it. We're gonna discuss it now.
Okay.
So, Omer Rabun Bar Kahana. So Rabun said, well, it's not exactly, but it's a similar problem that we're dealing with. The solution's not going to be Tanai Bezdin. It's going to be a little different. Omer Rabun Bar Kahana. So Rabun said, Masna v'Omer, you make the following condition. Meiser hazeh, shahaperes halol chayavos. This Meiser, in other words, you take the 10 large ones, and you say that these 10 large ones that I'm trying to take Meiser for on the other pile, right? Harehu kavua b'tkilas kol eikets v'eikets. The way I want the Meiser to start at the stem level. So we'll start having the Meiser, the Kedushas Meiser, will start at the stem level and work its way down into the fruit. And then when it gets to, so every single one of these 10 starts getting this, you know, radioactive Meiser.
No complete fruit ends up giving,
but what do we gain by this? Every fruit has Meiser in it now. We don't have 9 which are Meiser and 1 which is Tevel.
Hold on,
we're going to talk about that in a second. Hold on one second. We're going to get to that in a second. First, we're dealing with the Meiser for it. You're jumping ahead too fast. Shamsi, you're always too fast. So, my says that Shabbat Shalom Chayyav Samarim Kibbutz 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 Omahalach Adshuhu Magia L'chol Asar. And it extends, meaning the mice, the Kedushas mice are extends, until you have enough in all 10, the amount of mice that you require. Misav, when the Levi takes one of the figs, Ispun Chodah Trumas Meiser, and he's going to take that one fig and give it to the Kohen. Now we're at that point where he's giving Trumas Meiser. What does he do? It contains the right Trumas Meiser, right? Mesiv Ispun Chodah Trumas Meiser, it has the amount of Trumas Meiser. For Kosher Hu Chulin. And in that one fig, it also has a little Chulin, which is no problem. The Kohen can eat Chulin, right? The Kohen eats Trumas Meiser, and the Kohen gets Chulin, so he'll have one fig, which will be a mix of chulin.
So why isn't the bottom of the fig tevel? Once you start meiser in the fruit, that's it. The whole thing becomes meiser.
Well, and the bottom of every single fruit, the bottom of every, remember, the bottom of every single one of these fruits is going to be masukan, right? In other words, you're raising a good question, but what we're changing the mechanics. You're not being mafresh from a specific whole fruit on the entire pile. You're gonna start saying whatever is necessary to become meiser from these fruits will become meiser starting from the stem down. Whatever is left will be chulin, meaning that it's part of what will be masukan by this meiser rasha.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. If you wouldn't have done that, you would have ended up with tevel. But like this, you're having kavana that you're actually mamasakin part of these 10 fruits as well.
And each fruit has a part of it that's going to be meiser.
That's correct.
Which is perfectly okay.
Perfectly okay, because
you don't have to give a whole fruit, you can give a part of a fruit. I think that's what he was
asking
about.
That's not what he asked. You're raising a different point. You're saying that when I give it to the Levi, that I'm giving him more than I have to. Perhaps you could cut off part of it. It's very hard to know where to draw that line. So I would just give him the whole thing.
It says from the stem down.
Let me recommend you just give him the whole thing.
Give him a fig.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yep. Okay, next. Now, ad kedon dover maruba. This example that we've said, we started off on a base that you had 50 and 50. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot. You had 100 figs to start off with. That's a lot. Ad kedon maruba. You have a lot. But what happens? How you dover mamuot? What if you have a small group? So the Gemara is going to reduce the size of the base. And what is it? Havalei asar teinim. He had a total of 10 figs. Chamesh ravavin, v'chamesh dakikin. Right? 5 which are large, 5 which are small. Total of 10 figs, right? 5 small, 5 large. In yisav bin ravavasa, if he would take from the large ones, so the large ones are going to exceed what you need, right? If you take a whole large one, you're going to exceed what you need for the whole group. So that's what it says. Sarach misav Chada para sivchar. You have to take one fig minus a bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And mindaki ksa. If he's going to take from the small ones, sark misav chada va oit sivchar. Then you're going to have to take one whole fig and a little bit from another fig. One and a tenth or something like that, right? Whatever it is. Now, if he made a mistake, and nosav chad min rav ravasa. So now, following along the same, it's the same basic state setup, but it's a smaller amount, and that's going to be significant for in a second. You'll see why. If he were to make a mistake and take a whole fig from Meiser, right, a whole fig, a big one, is tamon kol shehu chulin. There'd be a small amount of chulin within the fig because you don't need the whole fig to make Meiser. Now, for Chosh Leimer, now we have the same problem again, right? Chosh Leimer, we should be concerned. Why? Shema Isai Hachulin, Isai Trumas Maisel, whether he goes to Malkum Achar or not, doesn't make a difference. Maybe when the Levi will get this fig, right? I'm going to give the Levi the big fig, right? The big fig is, let's say, 75, 80%, 90%, whatever it is, Maiser. Mm-hmm. 10% is Chulin. So what if the Levi then goes in and decides, you know what, I'm going to give 10% of this fig to the Kohen for Trumas Maiser.
He uses the bottom part.
He uses the bottom part of the fig. He's giving him Chulin, right?
Yeah.
So what's going on? You said bottom part. So far, we haven't designated any part of the fig to be the Maiser so far. We haven't said anything about that. But you're right. If it would have been from the top down, and you gave him from the bottom part, it would have been Chulin. Again, the same problem. Now, one point here is footnote 13. I just want you to see that. This is like a very important footnote to understand why the Gemara is going through the bother of this. This is the same concern voiced earlier regarding the large number of figs, except that in this case, what's the difference? Rabbon's solution cannot apply. Why not? In the earlier scenario where 10 figs were taken as Maiser, one entire fig is taken as Trumas Maiser. So Rabbon's stipulation then ensured that whatever fig would be taken would not be completely chulin. In other words, I'm giving a whole fig, right? I had 10 figs. I'm the Levi. I had 10 figs. I took one fig, which is 1/10, and I'm giving it, the whole fig, to the Kohen as Trumas Maiser. So the solution works because each one had Maiser in it. But in this case, I'm not going to give him a whole fig because I'm not mechayiv to give him a whole fig. I'm only mechayiv to give him a part of a fig, 10% of a fig, let's say, right? Only 10%. So in the present case, only a fraction of a fig is taken as Trumas Maiser, so that fraction might be completely chulin. That's why this case is special, okay? But it's basically the same answer. So what he's going to do is the same idea. He's going to start from the top, move it into towards the bottom, and he's going to tell the Kohen when he gives it to him. Up until here is where the Kedusha goes. I'm giving you from the top half of the fig as Trumas Maiser. That way there's no danger of me giving him Chulin. It's a simple solution, same basic idea.
So how much does he actually handle?
But here he has
handle
to tell him, and the other one he doesn't have.
Yeah, right, that's correct. Yeah, here, that's another thing, yeah.
He actually hands him a whole fig, though?
Yeah.
And says only part of it is...
Yes, 90%, whatever. Okay. Yeah. Now, this part of the Gemara, I don't know why it says it. We've said this many times already. It seems to me that we're just repeating it again. I haven't worked on why it's repeating what it's going to say now, but we'll do it anyway, of course. You know, I'm not going to skip it. It says, Hareyu b'tzadze chulin tevel. So again, it said in the Mishnah that you take one out of the... In the Mishnah, you had 100, right? You had 33 and a third, so which was 100/3, right? Remember? 100/3? So yeah, of course you remember. So you take one, and you say that's chulin. And you take two, and you say that's truma. And then you say the first one plus nine more, that's Maiser. And the one is going to become Trumas Maiser. That's what it said in the Mishnah. So why did it say one is chulin? That's what Gemara is going to say. Sorry. Instead of taking just one, the Yom Mahareyu B'tzadze Maiser, start off saying that on this side will be 10. That will all be Maiser. Why do you have to say one? So that's obvious. Nimsamakdim. If you were to do that, you'd be taking Maiser before you take Truma. You can't do that. You can't go out of order. Let him say, what he says here is, let him say that 2% is Truma. In other words, start with Truma and say this 2% is Truma. And then next to that will be Maiser. There'll be one right next to the Truma. And the other nine parts will be next to that Maaser. What? Why does he start with the one? We said all this already. Again, Mar says Nimsa I practice a hatruma and Maaser hatruma. Then you're going to end up your percentages get thrown off, right? Referring to the Truma Smicer. Okay? Which we went through this whole Cheshbon already. I'm not going to go through it again. So, Mitak Shawanga Harezu Psadzat Hulim Tevel, Opakas Menha Truma, Omosapala Truma, Imukaklum. And by going ahead and marking it off this way, so therefore the other 2% that he says is going to be Truma, it won't be exactly 2%. It'll be a little less, a little more. It won't make a difference because Truma doesn't have to be precise. It's Mitak. We've said this already many times, so I'm not going to go over it again. Let's go. We're up to Halach Gimor and Daf Mem Dalet on the base.
Number 2 on the bottom in the notes.
Yes.
That's the halacha, that it has to be exact?
It's, yeah. We said that already yesterday, that the truma is the tennis, is the tremus bo'aymed. You could use a generality, but meiser has to be exact. It has to be precise, 10%.
You can't give more?
You can't add to Meiser on purpose, no. Well, 10%.
Is it 10% of volume or amount of fruit that you have? How does it work?
What are the choices?
Is it
you have 100 apples? Who cares if they're bigger or smaller? You go by number or do you weigh it by the pound?
So there are, they speak this out in the Rambam. There's midah, mishkal, uber minyan. There's three measures: midah, mishkal, and minyan. Midah, minyan, and mishkal, which are each one is more precise as you go down. So the most precise, of course, is going to be mishkal, which is going to be weight, because there you have exactly. You know, I have 100 pounds of apples. I now I take mishkal, a 10 pounds of apples. And I know I have exactly Meiser. That's the best. Then you have Minyan, which is another way of doing it. It's not exactly as precise. Like you say, you have 50 apples, there's 5 apples. Not exactly precise, but good enough. And then Midah is like a measure, right? You have a general measure. Barrel, here's my barrel, and there's a 10% line on the barrel. I give you up for that. So these are the three ways you could do it. And I think what we said yesterday, I think, might apply here also. I'm hesitant to say it. I mean, yesterday we spoke about Tanai Bezdin. I don't know whether you need Tanai Bezdin. If you're using one of these methods, I don't know if you need Tanai Bezdin to kick in here. But it certainly sounds like it could help you if you need it.
Yeah. Well, otherwise, what we were just learning before, you have big figs and small figs, and it shouldn't make a difference on the size of the figs. If you go with minyan, you know, you have 100 figs, you take off 10, you're done. Who cares if they're bigger or smaller?
Right. Okay, I hear what you're saying. That's true.
The case before, we're talking about weight. We're not talking about minyan.
That's correct.
What we just went through was talking about by weight.
By weight?
Yeah.
We said we had 50 figs, 50 large, 50 small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do you mean by weight? What are you trying to say about that?
That's what weight or volume.
No, not the same. I mean, the Gemara clearly gave you a generic number. If you had 50 large, 50 small, we said if you're taking a large one, take 9. If you're taking a small, give 11. So that's very generic terminology. It's not precise. So in other words, what I'm trying to say here is, it's a good point, Svi. But this is why I saw it in the Rambam way it's brought down. Now this Trumas, this is the way that they say this. I'll bring in the text tomorrow. We'll read it again. Okay, next. Fresh start, okay? It may have been hard before. Maybe this is going to be easier going forward. Just think positive. Okay.
Loaves of bread.
Person's mind, who we're talking about, remember, you are you're buying from an Alma Aretz, and you're buying different types of bread. So do I have to be concerned? Yeah, well, okay, we'll see. So if you buy from a baker, you can take Meiser from the hot bread on the cold bread, or from the cold bread on the hot bread. Because obviously the cold bread is not fresh. It's day old. Let's call the tzonez day old bread. Okay? And the chama is today's fresh bread. So maybe yesterday's bread he got from one supplier and it was gemeisert, it was fixed already. And today's bread he got from another supplier and it's not fixed. So if I'm going to take from the tzonez on the chama, I'm taking it on pato alachiv and that's not going to work. The commissioner tells me a chiddush that the Amo Aretz is consistent in every way, shape, or form. Meaning, he'll consistently get from the same supplier. He won't be changing suppliers. And number two, the supplier, if he doesn't take, he's not going to take across the board, ever. He's not going to say one day, oh, you know, I'm feeling from today. I'll take Meisters today. No. He's not makbid on it. He's never makbid on it. Those are some certain assumptions we're making over here. One other little point I just want to point out over here, they bring in the bottom, which I think is an important point to know, be aware of, which is that normally we say when you take off maestras, this is trumas or anything that you take from, you're only supposed to take min ha-chelev, from the best azach. The best azach you're supposed to take, right? Which is better, hot bread or cold bread?
Hot.
Hot bread is much better, right? Day-old bread is not the best bread. Nonetheless, Reb Meir, who's the Tanakhama over here, Reb Meir says you could take min hatzonenes alachama, because here we're talking about the mai, and when it comes to the mai, it doesn't have to be from the best. Okay, that's just something that they point out on the bottom. I thought it was good to know. Okay, afilu mitfusim harbor, even if it's different types of molds, and different types of molds, perhaps even it would
that's
require.
That's a different. That's a dangerous word. Because breads do have different types of molds.
Yeah.
Mold.
That's right.
Different shapes.
So in the second paragraph on the right, it says, Reb Meir adds that even breads baked in different molds, and hence different shape or size, can be used as meiser on one another. Although breads of different forms often require distinct varieties and grades of wheat, which would indicate several suppliers. Reb Meir still assumes they all came from one source. So this is the general message of Reb Meir. One source, you know, one supplier. That's Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Iser. Reb Yehuda says, no, you can't take from hot and cold. Shani Omer, Chitim Shal Emesh, the wheat of yesterday, Hayu Mishal Achor, that came from one supplier. Shal Hayom, Hayu Mishal Achor, today's, came from a different supplier. You don't know which is which. So you take from the cold on the cold, from the hot on the hot. That way you know you're dealing with the same supplier. Rabbi Shimon Oyser b'Trumas Meiser. He says when it comes to Trumas Meiser, it's Oser, which seems to be the same as Rabbi Yehuda in a certain sense. It's not clear. I don't understand what Rabbi Shimon is saying exactly. It's going to Mars. Going to explain it later on. Well, let's wait to understand what exactly Rabbi Shimon is saying. Maybe let's take a look at Rafolda, maybe. Rafolda says Rav Shimon Oyser. I didn't look at it yet. Maybe we'll be surprised. The Chayesh Lidfusim. He's worried about what?
Mold.
Different shapes.
He's worried about different shapes. So he's only going on the case of the Dfusim?
Yeah.
Let's see. So... uh-huh. So that, in other words, I should have read the previous one also. Rabbi Yehuda Aser, Rabbi Yehuda Aser is taking from the cold on the hot, but b'shel tfusim harbe moed Rabbi Yehuda dein lochosh. When it comes to the different shapes, Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Meir, you don't have to worry about it. So comes Rabbi Shimon, he's adding on an iser to Rabbi Yehuda, saying, no, I even disagree with the shape part of it. If it's different shapes, also aser. That's the way he's learning it. Ava b'chala in kmeida, shari eitzel hanachdom, kishukil gal isa, boskhi v'shalchala. What's that called? Meniso achasin. When it comes to challah, you don't have to worry because when does it become chayiv and challah? When he makes it into a dough. He makes it into a dough. It's all one thing. Okay, so therefore he's matir b'challah. That's what it says. Zok to Gemara. 44b2. Ad hekon. So how far back? Rav Meir said, the Mishnah seemed to indicate the weed of, Rav Yehuda said, the weed of yesterday, Emesh. So what about Rav Meir? Rav Meir is not worried about yesterday's being different. How far back is that true? Is Rav Meir going to say last month or last year? Everything is the same supplier? How far back? Ad hekon. That's the Shaila. Talmudoi shal Rav Chiya, the shame Rav Yishom Alevi, the disciples of Rav Chiya in the name of Rav Yishom Alevi said, Ad Shleishim Yom. So for 30 days you assume he had the same supplier. Okay? Hey Chavita, what's the case? So let's like this. If you bought bread at the beginning of the 30 days, right? On the first, let's say that he bought the first of Iyar. Uba Emsa Shloshim. And then on the 15th of Iyar, he bought more bread. Ubisof Shloshim. And then at the end of the 30 days, he bought yet more bread. Rishon al Gabi Sheni. If you want to take Mafresh Maestras. From what? From the stuff you bought on the first of the month. On the stuff you bought in the middle of the month. Right? Min Echadhu. That's considered one min. We assume it came from the same supplier. Sheni al Gabi Shlishi. Min Echadhu. Or to take from the second one on the third one is also considered one min because they're within 30 days of each other. You don't know where the 30 days begin, right? So you could start day one being the first one, or you could start day one being the second one. Regardless, you're within 15 days. But Rishon al Gabi Shlishi, but to take Maisers from the first breads of the first of the month on the breads from the 30th of the month, then already Shnei Minimim, that's that you can't do that. It's too old, the two groups.
But they Shalom Bala Olam.
What?
If you don't bake bread every 2 weeks.
No.
You bake every day?
No, you bake every day of the month.
So it's saying here.
But he's saying that I go ahead and I bought some bread the first of the month, threw it in the freezer. I bought the 15th of the month, I threw it in the freezer.
Okay.
I bought the 30th of the month, I threw it in the freezer. Okay. Now I take all of them out of the freezer. Okay. And I want to be master one on the other. So you can't take from the first of the month on the 30th of the month. Because over a period of 30 days, you have to be choshish for two suppliers.
Okay.
I can't. That's the end of the doc.
There's no distinction between the starting point of the 30 days. Like it should be.
There is no start. There's no starting point because you don't know. You don't know of any starting point.
But it's very arbitrary just to say, you know, 30 days from the 12th of the month to the next month of the month.